Discover Music Today came out with the game-changing album from every decade.
You love a list. Here we go.
It's more than a list. Okay. But it's every decade has that one album that you can look at and go, that was the defining moment of that decade, was that one album.
Okay.
So for the 60s, it was Sgt. Pepper. That was the album that changed the game for music at that time.
I think I could get behind that. Like, that makes sense, because a lot of people...
I think you can get behind all of these. So that's why I brought that up. So that was, I mean...
Well, let me just say it right now. If the 90s wasn't the Chronic, I don't want to hear anything else.
Well, just hear me out. So for musicians, when Sgt. Pepper's came out, everybody went, oh, crap. How the hell did they do that? You know, what took them to that level? So that changed the 60s. In the 70s, they say Queen, Night of the Opera.
That one, really?
Yeah. One had Bohemian Rhapsody on it.
Okay. Yes, Bohemian Rhapsody, game changer.
So when people heard that, can you imagine being a musician in a band, hearing that on the radio for the first time and going, the hell is that?
What other songs are on that album that I would know? Other than Bohemian Rhapsody. Although Bohemian Rhapsody, that's enough, because that song in and of itself was a game changer. But I'm just kind of curious what else was on that album.
Yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody, God Save the Queen, Good Company. I don't know any of these songs. I only know Bohemian Rhapsody and Best Friend.
The 1980s, what is the album that people heard and went, oh my God, that's awesome? And they say it was Purple Rain.
Oh, of course.
So we can agree
with
that.
Iconic, yes.
So when you heard that on the radio for the first time, you heard When Doves Cry, Purple Rain, Let's Go Crazy, all that, you went, oh, crap, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, no, When Doves Cry, for me, was the greatest song I'd ever heard then. I was really young. I loved it. I Would Die for You, Darling Nikki.
Oh, all that.
I mean, all those songs, Let's Go Crazy. Yeah, every one of those songs, it was just like, what the?
Yeah,
as
when
a kid.
When I heard Let's Go Crazy for the first time, I went, the hell is this? This is what I've been missing in my life all this time, was this.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with that. In the 90s, what did you say?
Well, I wanted to be Dr. Dre the Chronic, but it's probably going to be Nirvana, Nevermind.
Radiohead, OK Computer.
That's interesting.
It's true, though. I mean, musicians look at that album and go, that's pretty damn good.
Well, the thing is, Thom Yorke and Radiohead, they were doing something different than everybody else was doing. Grunge was hot. Hip-hop was starting to really have a moment. And that's why I'm surprised it wasn't Dr. Dre the Chronic, because I feel like that's the album that kind of broke through and made young white kids be like, I like hip-hop. That, I feel like that was, you know, a game changer for a lot of... When I was growing up, that was always my Desert Island album. I couldn't live without Dr. Dre the Chronic. Like, when I heard that, I was like, Mike, what is this? I loved it immediately. I'm surprised it's not something in the grunge world, but then again, that was more like a moment. It came and went. Radiohead was doing something that nobody else was doing. I mean, when we saw the other night, when we saw the Foo Fighters performing at Madison Square Garden and Dave Chappelle showed up, what did he do?
Right.
He sang a Radiohead song.
And that album for musicians, they went, the hell is this?
I want to do that. I want to make music. Yeah.
This is what I want to do for a living. So that's what I look at these albums and say, when somebody hears it, they go, I want to do that for a living.
Right.
In the 2000s, sit down. Kanye West, College Dropout.
I knew you were going to say College Dropout. All you had to say was Kanye and ask me what album, I would tell you College Dropout. There have been articles and think pieces written just about College Dropout and how revolutionary it was and how many musicians it shaped and changed. And I got to say, as somebody who is no longer a Kanye fan, College Dropout is the best album to this day.
So hold on, you almost agree with this list so far.
I do. No, I definitely, I see, listen, Are these my favorite bands? Not all of them. I don't like the Beatles, as you know. I mean, I like Queen, but not that album.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how these, how musicians look at this and say that was the game changer. Like, there's a lot of good albums that musicians put out, but there's not a lot of game changers. Everything you mentioned was a game changer. And like I said, you can look and just Google College Dropout think pieces, and you'll be shocked at how many lists come up from everything from Rolling Stone to Pitchfork to Vox to Vulture. Everybody has articles and articles and articles written about how pivotal that album was.
Okay, so now we're into the 2010s. What was the game changer? And I hate to say, you're probably going to agree.
Is it Harry Styles?
Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh, of course. Duh. Right. Oh, I'm so glad. Listen, let me tell you something. I would have said Kendrick Lamar, but so far what you were telling me on this list was not going in my favor. Mm-hmm. Of course it's Kendrick Lamar. Of course it is. I mean, he was the poet laureate. He's won awards like, yeah, no, he's a genius. He's an absolute genius. He is a genius of his generation.
You almost agree with that whole list about music. That never happens. Sticking in the music category now.
Yeah.
Chris Brown.
Pulitzer, sorry. Kendrick Lamar won a Pulitzer for music.
Chris Brown accused of hitting a woman in L.A. again.
Oh, I know. I saw this.
So, again, he hit her so hard, her hair fell off.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But people were like, it's funny because his defenders, people that his fans, the breezy crowd, they're like, her wig fell off. Not he hit her so hard that her weave fell out, but that, you know, he kind of like got tangled in her hair. That's all that happened.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I thought, I saw a whole conversation about this on Twitter I thought was interesting. It was all of these people that were like, where's cancel culture? Why is this guy still out there making music? Because it's not like he allegedly hit Rihanna. He hit Rihanna. He admitted it. He went to anger management classes.
He admitted it. The world admitted it.
Right. She talked about it openly. So that's a fact. That's not like, wait, how can you say that about Chris Brown? No, he did say he admitted it himself. We all know about the incident. We all know about what happened in the car on the way to the award show. We know the whole story at this point. So the conversation on Twitter that I thought was interesting were all the people asking, why is this guy still making music and making money? Where's cancel culture?
Mm-hmm.
How come it never came for him?
And if you date Chris Brown from this point on, don't be surprised.
I don't think that girl was dating him.
No, I think they were dating.
The girl that he hit?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like some chick in a club.
No injuries were reported. It was unclear if Brown would face any charges. He didn't immediately respond to a request to comment on Tuesday.
So a police spokesperson told NBC News that Brown is accused of hitting an unnamed woman during an argument. Officers had been called to a residence in the San Fernando Valley. Last Friday.
So they were maybe not boyfriend, girlfriend, but they were hooking up.
Oh, no. Okay. So they were, all right. I got the impression that they were, but he was like at a club or something.
No. So,
okay. So I guess they do have a relationship of some kind.
You go out with him, you date him, he hits you, you're bad.
No.
You know what kind of person he is.
Yeah. Well,
you know what kind of guy he is. You know what? I don't understand how you can hit a woman. I don't understand that at all. I don't get that. I don't understand. As a guy, I can't see ever being that mad. You have issues. I'm sorry.
Right.
There are people
that say once an abuser, always an abuser, that either you're an abuser or you're not. He went to a lot of therapy. He went to anger management. He's famous. So people always have their finger on his pulse, you know, and he works on it. So I would imagine somebody new coming into his life is probably like, this is an issue. Yes, but he's working on it. We're aware of it. We talk about it. So it's like an alcoholic, you know, you know that they're going to AA, they're doing their best, they're not going to bars, but they slip. I'm not making an excuse for him, right. Believe me.
No, he's a complete
I'm defending the woman. I'm saying that she got into a relationship with him, if this is a relationship. She got into a relationship with him because he probably is somebody who is very charming and is famous, so she knows that everyone's watching, and he's publicly been to anger management and therapy, and he supposedly is still going.
Radio, never play another song from him ever again.
Yeah, I mean, look how quickly they canceled the country guy, Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, and he was completely off the air, and that was just saying something.
Right.
He said something. Chris Brown actually hit a girl to where her hair fell off, and it's not the first time. You can't hit a woman. You are twice her size. You cannot hit a woman. There's no excuse. No woman has ever made me that mad.
I'd like to see my hip hop station stop playing his music. It's not going to happen. They still play his music.
Yeah, and they should. They should stop right now. They should go on the air and say, we don't play abusers. Sorry. He's an abuser. And yeah, every woman should be up in arms about this.
No, I think you're right about that.
I'm up in arms about this, and I'm not a woman.
Right.
I want to march right now.
they still play. He did a song with Omarion called "Post to Be," and they still play it like crazy. Like they play Recurrence.
Mm-hmm.
So "Post to Be" is
on our station when we were doing radio. We played Chris Brown.
It's a great song.
Run, it's a great song, but we played it all the time.
No, you're right. Stations have to decide that they're no longer going to play Chris Brown's music, but that's not going to happen.
You can't finance an abuser. You can't. If you do, then it's your it's on you. If you don't take a stand as a company, as an industry, we have to take a stand and say we don't support this. Sorry.
Right. I mean, as far as cancel culture goes, you and I are usually very against the concept of cancel culture. But when somebody is a physical domestic abuser and has been proven to be more than once, I think if cancel culture comes for him, I won't be so upset about it.
All right. In other pop culture news, Kris Jenner has come out today to finally reveal the most difficult Kardashian.
Let me see.
When they asked her point blank, who is the hardest, who gives you the most lip, who is the most difficult Kardashian, Chloe. She say?
She probably said Chloe.
Nope.
Did she say Kylie?
Nope.
Is it Kim?
Courtney.
Courtney? Courtney has nothing to say. What's she talking about?
She is the worst to deal with, Courtney.
Listen, if that's the case behind the scenes, but I've seen the show, I've seen these people interacting, Courtney has nothing to say.
Okay, so you've seen the show, this is her mother.
Right, that's a good point.
I think she's seen the behind the scenes shots.
The mother knows, yeah.
Yeah, she said without even stopping for 1 second to think about it, Courtney.
Like the sentence wasn't even done. It was right. Like, which one is the most difficult? Courtney. You didn't even let me finish the question. I know what you're going to ask, and it's Courtney.
When TMZ calls you and asks you who is the most pain in the ass child, you say no comment and you hang up. You don't give them a child. That's crazy. That's that family in a nutshell right there.
It really is. That's true. Brandeis University is a big university up in Massachusetts, and they're making news today because they now have a list of words and phrases that their students and staff can no longer say. Okay. They have this, it's called a Prevention Advocacy and Resource Center, known as PARC. They put out this list of words and